contract.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
world. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 7 o'clock hour, and as you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. Paul will be back next week. He's off in France this week with a group of listeners, so I'm taking place for him this week. Here to answer all your gardening questions the best I can. Give me the phone number. It's 800-259-9231. We're going to start at the 7 o'clock hour with a guest, Tom Cheers from Fertiloom. Tom, you over there?
Yeah, Patrick, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you? Welcome to the Garden Club. Just tell me a little bit about Fertiloom. What type of products do you guys have?
Well, it's a very broad range of products. We have everything from lawn fertilizers, tree and shrub fertilizers, insecticides, fungicides, water solubles, basically the whole nine yards. So the key thing that really makes Fertiloom different, and it has for over 40 years, is that we only sell through independent or your local garden centers.
Excellent. We, Tom, last hour I had a question from a woman named Tricia about a weed killer.
Yes.
And I was looking at the products that you guys have, and I saw the Over the Top 2.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She wants to put it in her garden. Is that organic?
It is not organic, but that particular product is one that most of the farmers use in their fields and have used for probably the last 20 to 30 years. The farmers use it naturally under another name, but it is the same active ingredient. We'll take care of all grass and grassy-type weeds. And if you recall, we've had Over the Top for years. That product has been discontinued. And Over the Top 2 is our, I guess you could say, our new and improved version, because it is, you can use it not only in your planting bed, but you can also use it in vegetable garden.
So it's safe to use in that area.
Yes, it is.
So it's basically almost as good as organic without the label, because you can use it around your vegetables. And it's not
yes, you can. It is a very, very safe, proven product.
So. Excellent. Well, my father always talks about, around this time, about pruning roses when the Red Sox come to play at Fenway.
Yes.
Can we use that time period as a reminder for your rose and flower food?
Yes.
Start using that now?
That's an excellent idea. Baseball season has definitely started. Our Fertiloom rose and flower food with systemic insecticide is an excellent, excellent product. Basically, you kill two birds with one stone, you could say. It not only feeds your roses and flowers, but it is a systemic insecticide that is absorbed up through the plant that controls many types of insects, particularly, just a few are aphids, whiteflies, mealybugs. If you have any scale problems, we'll take care of that. Very simple to use. It is a granular product. You apply it to the base of the plant, water it in, and like I say, it is absorbed up through the plant. One application will last 8 weeks. Now, there are many products similar to this out on the market. But what makes ours different is our fertilizer that we put with it. It's a 14, 12, 11 analysis that we still put the five key trace elements in that really no other product has in. The iron, boron, copper, manganese, and zinc. And that will not only give you beautiful blooms, but they will also give you the foliage will just be the deepest green you've ever seen on your roses. It's really over for the overall hardiness of the plant. Trace elements, like I say, you don't hear a whole lot about them anymore. I guess the easiest way to explain them is they're like vitamins to you and I. They help the nutrient uptake of the major nutrients.
Excellent. So it just helps. It gives that extra, oomph to help that plant get those nutrients.
Yes. Now, if you've ever seen a plant that's deficient in iron, chlorosis is the problem, and you see just a yellowing foliage, it looks horrible. A lot of times people think, well, it's just deficient in iron. Well, you can have plenty of iron in the soil, but if you don't have manganese there for the uptake of the iron, it's not going to help. So, like I say, the trace elements are just so important. Another note with this product is it's an excellent product for your perennial beds. A lot of people are cleaning up their perennial beds from last year, cutting them back, just cleaning up the bed, getting all the leaves out, and the dead leaves. And this is an excellent product for perennials because it doesn't have a lot of nitrogen in, so it doesn't, you don't get leggy, thin, just weak stems. So like I say, Right. So this is an excellent product for your perennial gardens. And like I say, you apply it every 8 weeks.
Excellent. So every 8 weeks we should reapply this?
Yes. And that will give you total protection, from insects and then an excellent feeding.
Okay. And I know everyone could just read the back of the label, but how much do you usually apply per, a small rose, let's say? Just one rose?
For a rose, an average-sized rose, you would put basically 4 tablespoons. And like I say, you put it at the drip line of the plant, watered in, and it is absorbed up through the plant then.
So it's systemic, but it's granular. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Now, right about this time, the next couple of weeks, everybody's starting to get out in the garden and plant. And, I'll be planting some flowers and shrubs, et cetera.
Right.
What can I help to you? What can I put in there to help create a better root system?
Well, the key to any plant when you put it in, I don't care if it's a oak tree or a petunia, the key is to get it rooted in properly. The sooner you get a plant rooted in, it's going to be, number one, less maintenance to you because you aren't going to have to water it as much. And, the key thing is just get it off to a good start. So we do have a product called Fertilome Root Stimulator. And what this is, it's a liquid form. You mix 3.5 tablespoons per gallon of water and water in the plant when you first put it in the soil. And what this does, like I say, it's a 4-10-3 analysis. So it's a very low in nitrogen. Basically, you're concentrating on the root system. It also has vitamin B1 that will help the root system. And then we do put an added ingredient that's called indolbutyric acid. That is the same rooting hormone that a lot of your growers will use to start plants. And what you'll do, you won't see a lot of noticeable top growth with this product. But what you're doing is just, like I said, getting the root system off to a good start. This product, use at planting time, and then really we recommend using it 3 more times at 2-week intervals, right after you put the plant in the ground.
So 2 weeks from, so if I planted something today, I'm going to have three more steps or just 2 more steps?
3 more applications at 2-week intervals.
So a total of 4 applications is what you're going to want to do.
Yeah.
It's basically an 8-week span almost.
Exactly. And that's just, it's so important to get the plant established and off to a good start. And a lot of gardeners have told me over the years that they have really seen a difference in their survival rate, especially in, you know, in areas that are harsh, whether they be, you know, full sun or a lot of wind, where they've tried plants before and they seem to have lost them. They say it really helps, you know, increase their survival rate. This is also good with anything, particularly after a harsh winter like we've just had. You know, you have some plants in your yard that they aren't dead, but they just don't seem to be doing as well as you think they should. This is an excellent product to go ahead and put on, like I say, established plants coming out of winter, because it just basically gives them that extra push for the root system to you know, if there was any damage over the winter.
Yeah, the roots are the most important part. I mean, everything else above the soil, you're getting the flowers, and that's what everybody's looking for. But if you don't establish that root system, you're not going to have that beautiful flowers or the foliage that you're looking for. So really taking this extra time at the beginning and for the next, you know, two-week intervals afterwards is actually going to be worth it in the long run. You're actually going to be saving yourself a little bit in the future, it would seem to me.
Exactly.
But this root stimulator is I would use it every time I planted, to be honest.
Exactly. Even with, you know, with annuals, you want flowers all summer. So this will just help to root your annuals in quicker also.
Excellent. Tom, cheers from Fertiloom. We thank you for your time and all your great information. And Tom's Fertiloom products with Rosen Flower Food and Root Stimulator. Again, thank you, Tom. Phone number here, 800-259-9231.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Dan Daughtry. Have a seat, Dan.
I don't deserve to.
Why not?
Because I'm a failure. Every time I try to grow grass seed, I fail.
Well, did you water the seed on a regular basis?
Yes. Well, sometimes I forget.
It's okay, Dan. That's exactly why Scotts has created a new Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart.
Water what?
WaterSmart. It's premium seed wrapped in a super absorbent coating that actually holds water. 40% more water than ordinary seed.
So the seed won't dry out?
Even if you miss a watering, the seed stays moist and germinates.
So I'll be able to grow grass seed.
Guaranteed. That's the Scotts advantage.
That's awesome. High five, Ash.
How about if we just shake hands?
Okay, sir.
With warmer temperatures, this weekend is the perfect time to head out to Ace, True Value, Do It Best, or your local independent garden center for new Scotts Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
This year, before you mulch your flower and shrub beds, apply Weed Grass Stopper from Fertilome. Will prevent your weeds from germinating for 1 year. Now plant your vegetable garden and apply Weed Grass Stopper when finished and put the weeder away. If grass is a problem growing in your perennial and shrub beds, spray them with the new Over the Top 2. Over the Top 2 will kill grasses but not hurt anything else. Over the Top 2 will also be used in a vegetable garden to kill grass. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick, helping out this week. My father's in France. He'll be back next Sunday to answer all your gardening questions. Give us a call here today, 800-259-9231. We're going to try and do the best we can to answer all your gardening questions. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Zoe, who has a question about pine needles.
Zoe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I put pine needles on underneath the holly bushes and the blueberries and the strawberries last fall, and I was wondering, should I remove those?
I would. You know, what you can do for those right now is take the pine needles out, and if you want to use put a mulch down now, you can do that.
How about wood
chips?
Sure,
wood chips, you could do that too. It depends on what you're looking for. Some people like the natural, and the wood chips is a natural look to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could use a mulch. Just make sure you want to make sure that it's only like an inch thick. Something you can do actually with strawberries right now, my father taught me this, is get some straw and put it over the strawberries, and so the strawberry will actually grow through the straw in the springtime.
Okay.
And what will happen is it will help keep the weeds down, it will help keep the like slugs and everything underneath it down, and it will have a cleaner plant for you.
Okay.
And that's for the strawberries. So you might want to try that out. You can put that down, and the strawberry will grow right through it. Don't put it too thick, but just enough. But you could put some wood chips and whatnot. You want to kind of pull back from the stem of the blueberries and the holly to try and let it breathe a little bit for the year. It's starting to get a little warm. We had 2 days in a row there, Friday and Saturday, where it was, you know, 60 degrees, 70 degrees, but we're back in the real world now where it's 45. And the high of like 49 today, I believe. I mean, it's sunny, but it's back to the normal temperatures where it's really cool. So you want to pull it off there, and don't, you know, if you see some nice green buds coming up from below, you're going to want to, you know, basically acclimate it to the area, so pull it off and maybe at night push it back on a little bit just to try and make sure that some of those small buds don't die. But you can do that, and that should help. And Zoe, we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Bonide Products has done it again. Weed Beater Ultra. Bonide now has the ultimate systemic broadleaf weed killer that is very effective down to 45 degrees temperatures, unlike most other brands that are effective at 65 degrees or higher. This systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer kills over 200 hard-to-kill weeds right down to the roots with one application, such as dandelions, creeping charlie, wild onion, poison ivy, without harming lawn grasses, and you will start seeing results in 24 hours. You'll be able to use this product in early spring to late fall, and you'll be able to reseed in 2 weeks after application. Weed Beater Ultra is available in a convenient quart-size, ready-to-use applicator, pint or quart concentrate, or ready-to-spray with built-in hose sprayer. You can go to www.bonide.com to find a retailer near you to see a complete listing of all Bonide products. And again, the phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Joyce, who has a question about transplanting a rose of Sharon.
Joyce, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick. I actually have two questions this morning.
Okay.
I'm wondering about the best time to transfer the rose of Sharon, and should we cut it back? It's about 6 feet tall. Should we cut it back before we transplant it? And my other question is, can you recommend a good-sized evergreen that doesn't mind having wet feet? We have a wet area down in the back. I'd like to use it for a screen, but I'm wondering which ones would be suitable for there.
Okay, we'll start off with the Rose of Sharon. The Rose of Sharon, what you can do is you can cut back by a third. Rose of Sharon actually is like a late leafer. It needs warmer weather to start to leaf out, so it's one of those plants where, you know, at first you're like, wow, you know, it's May 1st. Where are the leaves? And, you know, you think it's dead, but it actually wouldn't be. So one thing you can do is you can cut it back by a third now. It's not really going to stimulate that much. And then you can actually transplant it. I suggest, as I talked with Tom Cheers earlier, using some of his root stimulator to transplant that. It'll take away from some of the transplant shock. You're going to want to get it into the ground as soon as possible. That's one of the best things to do with transplanting. And second, with your evergreens, I have one for you. It's called a Canaan fir, C-A-N-A-A-N fir. Canaan fir. It likes a little bit of shade, and it'll like wet feet. It's a cross between a Fraser fir and a balsam fir. Canaan fir. Look for it at your local garden center. We thank you for the phone call, Joyce. Phone number here, 800-259-9231.
Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die. Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be here to answer all your gardening questions best I can for the next 2.5 hours. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. If you want to listen online, go to www.paulparent.com. We've got a couple new things on there. Podcasting is coming up there. It's going to be in the next couple weeks. It's going to be on there. You can actually, if you have to leave, go to church or something along those lines. You know, you can come back and always listen to that hour you missed. Again, it's paulparent.com. I got a bunch of new things going on there, including Paul going back to his roots. All right, phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Donna, who has a problem with insects in her lawn.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have these mounds of dirt, I mean hundreds of them, all over my lawn. I'm not sure what they are, if they're grubs. The excrement actually looks like, the excrement's from worms. Okay. On top of the hole.
Are these are right now, right?
Yeah.
you're seeing these right now. Well, just I know it's not going to be the grubs, because the grubs actually are they usually start to come to the surface and come out of the lawn in June and July. About this time, they're pushing up to closer to the surface, so maybe they're pushing up a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed, and a lot of times with the grubs, you won't notice like a hill. You'll notice digging marks, and that's usually the skunks coming in and trying to get the grubs.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any of that. I just see hundreds of little tiny mounds all over the lawn.
All right. It seems, I'm trying to think here. Hey, so do you see any, like, ants coming out of them or, like, anything like that?
No, I don't. You know, I do have a tendency to have ant mounds. Usually I see sand piles. This is actually looks like worm excrement that's on top of the holes. They're little tiny. The holes are, you know, maybe a quarter of an inch wide, and then there's just these dirt mounds that are like little pebbles of dirt all around the hole.
Okay. Well, one good thing about this, if there are worms in your soil, that means it actually is really good soil. That's not always a good thing. You have these mounds in your lawn, but that means the soil is doing well. One thing you can do to look into it, is I know the grub control. It seems like what you could have in the future is some grubs because it's opening it up. You can use a milky spore or granular fertilizer. That will help with the grub control. But there's also, I'm trying to find the exact product for you. There's like a bug beater. It's like a fogger that you can use on the lawn.
Okay, is that organic by any chance?
It's unfortunately, from what I see, it's a chemical. I'm trying to find organic. I know that's everything we're trying to do nowadays.
Yeah. Until this year, I've always put GrubX.
Yep.
So I'm just surprised that, you know, since I've used that in the past, that I have so many, you know, whether it's grubs or not, I'm not sure, but, there's just so many little mounds all over the place. So I would have thought that the GrubX from previous years would have, killed them.
That's why I'm trying to think. I mean, it doesn't seem like it would be grubs because of the fact that grubs would be later on. That's why I'm kind of going back and forth here.
Now, I also purchased milky spores, which I'm intending to put in. When do I use that?
You can use that in the early spring, which is right about now.
So I can put that on now.
One thing we can do, too, Donna, if you want to listen at the 8 o'clock, about 5 past 8, we're going to be talking to Ted Reuter from St. Gabriel Labs.
Uh-huh.
He actually, they're the ones who put on Milky Spore, the product. So he'll give you a lot of information about it. I plan on talking about Milky Spore with him.
Oh, great. Okay.
And they have a lot of organic products. So what I'm going to do is when he comes on, I'm basically going to tell him what you've asked me and what we could do to fix it. Because I want to, he's an expert with this organic, with the organic products. So I want to make sure I can give you the right organic. I know more of the chemicals than organic. So listen, it's about 8:05 is when we'll have him on. He'll be on for about 15 minutes.
One other quick question, if I may, Patrick.
Okay.
Dahlia bulbs, I have them. When do I plant those?
You could start to plant them inside right about now if you'd like to, but if you want to plant them outside, I'd say within a week or so, depending upon, I know it's supposed to rain. From what I've heard, it's supposed to rain the beginning of this week for a few days. So maybe wait till the middle or till next weekend to do it.
Okay.
Just because, what could happen is the area, you're going to loosen up the soil, and I heard torrential downpour for a little bit of time on Monday. I don't know if that's coming or not, but that could just drown the area. So let the rain that's coming, since it's so dry, let the rain come and then wait till next week. That's what I would do. And we thank you for the phone call, Donna. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, do not give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools as they are designed for you and me. Last year, my father planted 1,100 seedlings in his garden without a single blister. My mom has arthritis, and she would only help if my dad got the Radius tools to work with. These tools are beautiful, comfortable to use, durable, and guaranteed for life. Mass General Hospital sells these tools in their gift shop. What does that tell you? Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Barbara, who has a question about spruce trees.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a spruce tree that's losing its needles on the lower, maybe a couple of feet from the ground.
How tall is the spruce and how old is it?
Oh, it's probably 20 years old, and it must be, 60 feet tall.
Okay. One of the things that will happen with a spruce that once it gets older over time, it'll start to lose some of its lower branches because
yes.
It's trying to show all of its color on the upper part where it's noticeable more. One thing you can do is if you want to go in there and cut back where it's starting to lose its needles, cut back a little bit. But eventually what's going to happen is that those lower branches are going to slowly start to die up. It doesn't mean that there's necessarily anything wrong with the tree. After time, when it gets, 60 feet tall, like you said, it's going to lose the lower parts and it's going to put more of its focus on the top. One thing you can do if you really are concerned that it looks like there are issues, you can call a local arborist and have them come take a look at it. Something that's 60 feet tall and that is a predominant plant in your area, and it might be just worth talking to them. Another thing you could do is give a little fertilizer, but saying that it's already 20 years established, it's already got its roots out there, and it's really getting the nutrients from the soil. But like I said, cut back that area. Maybe it'll start to rejuvenate a little bit of growth down at the bottom. And we thank you for the phone call, Barbara. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next we have Teresa calling about mold.
Teresa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. Hi, I believe I am having mold in my yard. I am surprised at the size of the hole. It's probably 6 to 8 inches wide, and then it does narrow going in. I've applied something for mold with a castor oil base, and I'm noticing more holes all the time. Now, I wonder how often would I apply that, and is it going to work eventually?
You have mold or moles?
Moles, I believe, because of the size of the holes.
Okay. One product for moles is actually by St. Gabriel Labs. It's called Holy Moly.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that. It basically repels the moles from two ways, from scent and taste. You can apply it with a broadcast spreader on your yard, and it's not harmful to pets or an environment, so that might be a way to use it. I'm looking at the information right now in front of me, and it's the main tagline says no more moles. This might do.
Excuse me, I've already applied something. It is a castor oil base, which is supposed to eventually get rid of them. But I'm wondering, how long do I apply this? And these are big holes. Now, should I be filling those holes in with rocks?
I would fill the holes in. One question I have is when you applied it, did you water it in?
I did. I waited for a good rainfall, and I've applied it twice. But I have a feeling that I'm getting more holes as maybe they're just moving around.
Yeah, are you just doing the areas that you see the holes?
Yeah, and then I kind of run it. It's like a granule. I try to run it I see the next hole.
Yeah, what you want to do is actually apply it over the entire lawn.
Oh, okay.
Because what's happening is they're getting in that small area. They go to that area, and then you put the granules down. So they go to another area where there's no granules.
Uh-huh.
Then you chase them, and you get them there.
And then they say, all right, I'm not going there, so I'm going to go somewhere else. Then they go to the next spot, and it's just going to keep going. So if you do your full lawn with a drop spreader, that should help affect them.
Will this keep happening over and over, do you think?
It'll keep happening if you only do spot treatments. Uh-huh. But I think if you do this, this will eventually get rid of these moles for you.
Okay, and what is the name again, please?
There's a product called from St. Gabriel Organics. It's called Holy Moly.
Holy Moly. Okay,
yeah.
I will look for that.
It's a catchy name, right?
Pardon me?
All right. I said it's a catchy name. You'll remember it. Thank you. Have a great day. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Clay soils are heavy and retain too much water. This causes disease problems in your garden, fungus problems in the lawn, and holds the salt from the winter snow on the grass near the road, slowly killing the grass. If your carrots, beets, and turnips stay small and in the soil in the garden is difficult to till in the spring, it's the clay in the soil causing problems. Break up the clay in your soils with liquid gypsum this year. Go to your local garden center and ask for it. Soil Logic Liquid Gypsum. A 32-ounce bottle will treat 4,000 square feet compared to 200 pounds of dry product. Go to www.paulparent.com for a dealer near you or order on the net. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Dan, who's calling about a vinca vine.
Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. Last year we planted some vinca vine next to some coral bell, and I was wondering if the vinca vine would overtake the coral bell.
Sometimes it actually will, because it is a vine, and it goes wherever it can. What I would do is try and train the vinca. What you can do is when you start seeing it go towards the coral bell, cut it back by like a foot away from the coral bell. What it'll do is the hormone inside will shoot out two leaders trying to get to become the new leader, but it might go sideways and go around the coral bells. You never know. It won't choke it out. It might be a nice area instead of using mulch to put there. You can try that out. And we thank you for the phone call, Dan. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. And go to my father's website, www.paulparent.com.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to organicwaterwizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. I'm going to be getting right into the phone lines, trying to answer the best questions the best we can for you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Ellen with a question about azaleas.
Ellen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Can I transplant an azalea now?
Is it a deciduous azalea or an evergreen azalea?
Evergreen.
Does it have leaves on it? Evergreen?
Yes, it does.
What I would do is you can now, you might have some shock to it when it's going to flower in the next couple weeks. You have really until like the middle of May to transplant it.
Okay.
You know, maybe the end of May, depending upon if the weather gets too hot. You don't want to do it when it's so hot because what will happen is you could stress out the root system.
Okay.
But if you're okay with not having as full of blossoms as you're used to, you can do it now. What I suggest is putting some of the root stimulator from Fertiloom in with it to help get the root system that you just cut out back into the ground to help establish itself in that area. So you can do it now. It just might affect a few of the blossoms that you have.
Okay. The other thing is that, are you familiar with pink spirea?
Yep, which one? There's a few different varieties.
It's got a big area of it, and I'd like to cut it down.
The spirea?
Yeah.
You want to just get rid of the whole thing?
No, just cut it down.
Just cut it back? You can do that right now. You can cut that back now, since it's barely going to be showing any leaves right now, I would think.
No.
So you can cut it back now, and it actually might help stimulate it a little bit.
And could you recommend a flowering tree for me?
A flowering tree?
Yeah, I want to put it.
There's a couple that you could put in. You could put on, if you're looking for something weeping, you could always go with a weeping cherry.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple of those. So that
if you want something more upright, there's a couple types you can use. You can do a Kwanzaa cherry. There's also a Yoshino cherry.
Do they grow tall?
They get some height to them, about 18 feet, 20 feet tall. You could also use in the area, it's called a red bud, it has purplish flowers. It's like a darker purple. They have a white flower as well. They can they flower in the spring now. Excuse me. You can also if you want to do some sort of, it's not a huge tree, you could do a magnolia. You could do a flowering pear tree. Really, that's a few options for you. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Are squirrels and raccoons destroying your bird feeders, eating all your bird seed and suet, and the poor birds go hungry? Then consider the squirrel stopper pole. Squirrel stopper pole will hold up to 8 bird feeders at one time. It will install in just minutes, and unlike other bird feeder poles, it will not topple over. Go to www.squirrelstopper.com and watch the video. Squirrel Stopper is sold at many garden centers or on the net at www.squirrelstopper.com. It can also be used to hold up to 8 hanging baskets during the summer. All right, Jerry, let's go right back into the phone lines. Let's get one more in. Who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Dave calling about blueberry bushes.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've got a dozen established blueberry bushes. They've been there 15 years or more. Some years we do good, some years we don't. The last couple of years, the flowers have dried up, turned brown, crinkled like an old dried up leaf. Of course, when the flowers do that, no berries. So
yep.
I don't quite know what. I've been using ammonia sulfate to raise the acid level of the ground. No other...
Well, one thing that could happen is you might have actually made it too acidic. So one thing I suggest you do right now, perfect time to do it today, is get a soil sample, call your local like garden center, and ask if they take soil samples to test the soil in the area. The garden center I work for, Northeast Nursery, we do it, and we send it away. And then they'll email not only the company but you all the information on there. And you might actually find that it's too acidic, or it might be missing a few other nutrients. So I would take a soil sample and find the best that would give you the best information, and you can know where to go from there. And we thank you for the phone call, Dave. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Gardening is a lot of work and fun until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellents made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchuck. That's right, woodchuck. Shakeaway Domestic Cat Repellents keep your neighborhood cats from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, provided to be the most effective repellent for your garden. Fox urine duplicates Mother Nature's natural predator instincts, and animals know to stay away. Go to www.shake-away.com. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. And the next hour, we're going to be talking to Ted Reuter from St. Gabriel Labs. Talk about Milky Spore and a product called Anteater for the inside that you can use in your kitchen. Phone number here,